Separately. I have my own money.
And me too. Just not today. Thanks. I'll pay you back as soon as that no allowance for a month thing is over. How was I supposed to know Kimmy's great aunt was in that face? I should label that stuff.
Hey, Lou. Over here.
I'll catch up to you later.
Liverwurst? Olives? Peanut butter and cucumber pie. No! Cake. With a hint of red licorice. No. Black.
How do you do that? It's like you have a third nostril.
Hey, Phil. Went with the spaghetti, huh?
Whatever.
Hey, where's Lil?
Over there. She'll catch up later.
Did I tell you about my party this Friday? It's boy-girl, but only the cool ones. And we decided we kind of like you. So, wanna come?
Sure!
Don't forget to tell her about you-know-who.
Who?
Your brother. No offense, but he's like S.I.
As in socially inept, not to mention a little hygienically challenged.
Definitely fish taco. I don't think so.
Gotcha.
Can't believe Lil missed it.
For twins, you guys are super different. In a good way.
In a really good way.
So, Lil, there's no chance your brother would, like, crash my party, right?
No way! Phil totally respects my boundaries.
Lil, you'll never believe it! Dale sniffed my armpit and thought it was fish!
Ew!
That's gross, dude.
What?
Later.
No, Brett, stay. You guys don't have, like we said, S.I. You are so socially inept.
You used to love to play What's My Smell.
Like a gazillion years ago.
Don't you mean like a quadrajillion?
Come on!
You're supposed to say mega quadrillion years ago.
I am not playing that dumb game.
You never thought it was dumb before.
Philip, just grow up!
So what? You're saying I'm immature? Weirdorama. It's Corinthian leather, but it smells like egg salad. That is so immature! Cat butt. Duh. She's gonna blow! Jazzy, I am clearly off my game.
But on my pelvic bone.
My vacation isn't coming a minute too soon.
Nick and Dick's Twin Canyons Resort is calling my name.
Aren't you tired of that place yet?
Are you off your bean? Bring twins, get in free. You do the math. And I'm telling you, Chaz, it's a laugh of luxury times, too. For us, vacation and Twin Canyons go together like, well, Phil and Lil.
And remember, gentlemen, day two of the mandatory president's physical fitness test is tomorrow. Pull-ups, push-ups, sit-ups. I want our school to kick this test butt and knock it to the mat. Slam bang!
This test is stupid and humiliating. I can't even do the simplest rope climb.
Chucky, you made it almost to the top.
Only because Payboard pushed me halfway up.
Come on, ladies! Climb, 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 climb!
How come the president doesn't ask me to do an equation or make a diorama?
Come on, Chucky, it's just a test. No biggie.
Hugie! It'll be completely embarrassing, like phys ed always is. Tomorrow will be the same, and the day after that, I am tired of being the uncoordinated disaster!
Ah, stop, Chucky, you're exaggerating!
Come on, lady!
Oh. Okay, maybe a little uncoordinated.
Morning. Sit down. On your chairs this time. Now, please ignore my mumbling as I write some topics on the board. Enjoy my back.
So, Friday night's gonna be prime.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Hey, you think you'd wanna... Oh! There's something hanging from your left nostril. The snot, Sergeant. Oh, man.
Pick me a winner, Britt.
Philip!
Sure, you want to play Alien Eliminator after school?
Get away from me. Now!
I'll take that as a maybe. Okay. No.
Wunderbar. Okay, it's time now for everyone's favorite annual event, science projects.
Aww.
And everyone gets a partner, Brett and Brittany. Howdy, partners. Next, that dynamic duo, Phil and Lil. Maybe you two should do the double helix project. Get it? Twins? Double? Please hold your applause.
Why are we partners on every project? It's always Phil and Lil this, Phil and Lil that. Newsflash, we're not two heads on one body. We are two separate people who just happen to live in the same house. He's Phil and I'm Lil. Two names separated by the word and. I'm a thinking, breathing, independent individual, and he's Phil. From now on, think about me without Phil, okay? Okay? No way. You really said that?
Could you get off the phone?
So, anyway, what are you gonna wear?
Lil,
let me call you back. What do you want? I want to know how long you'll be vacationing on the planet Mondo Weirdo.
I am not being Mondo Weird.
Yes, you are. You don't want to play anything. You're yelling at me, and you're freaking out in front of everyone at school. Tell me this phase is almost over.
First of all, I am sorry if I embarrassed you, but I meant what I said.
Second of all, this isn't a phase. This is real life. I am not doing this twin thing anymore, little brother.
Little brother? Oh, give me a break.
So you're 2 minutes older. Do you know what that is in girl years?
Now, do you mind? Okay, twinnies, it's that time of year you choose which matching outfit you'll be wearing to Twin Canyons.
They are our free ticket in.
They just opened the Vomitnator 3, which your father will enjoy from a safe distance.
Can't wear those clothes.
Ah, jeez. It was a 2-for-1 sale.
I am not wearing any clothes there.
But, Lil, it's not a nudie place. It's Twins Canyon.
Ugh! Twins this, twins that. Phil and Lil. It's never even Lil and Phil. There's too much we, not enough me. I am not wearing anything to that place because I am not going! No.
Guys, you think it's possible to get shin splints in your shoulders?
Tommy, you're not listening. 1 minute, we're twins and everything's fine. And the next minute, it's me, not we. I mean, what's up with that?
Maybe an evil prehistoric mother worm laid its eggs in Lil's brain.
Hey, sweatheads.
Hey, how come you weren't in gym, Chucky?
I was exercising my right to say no to the president and his stupid test. I made a statement by refusing to show up.
Chucky Finster skipped a class?
Actually, I was hanging out in the nurse's office.
You call pretending you're sick making a statement? Chucky, this test is important.
Maybe to you. It's like all that stuff we sweated over our whole lives. Remember in third grade, the book report and a macaroni box we did? Well, guess what? Landfill, Tommy! Landfill! Or the fourth grade state capital test? Oshkosh, Trenton, Timbuktu? Who cares?
It's like the E before I thing. Like I'm ever gonna use that.
You could get in serious trouble.
So what? I've been humiliated year after year, and now my suffering's over! Today, I'm taking a stand for coordinatedly challenged kids everywhere!
And tomorrow?
Bobby, don't ruin my moment.
How about one twin half price? One twin holding a picture of the other twin? One twin dressed as both twins?
Just because one twin wants to assert her independence and doesn't want to come doesn't mean she doesn't exist. And besides, that leaves an open seat on the Vomitnator free. Well, touch sticky buns to you, too. Jeez. This is awful.
I know. We either have to have another set of twins or actually pay for a vacation.
No, Howie, we got a bigger problem than a lost vacation. Our little Lil's unhappy.
Right.
She wants to be treated like her own person, and that's fair. Although I am gonna miss seeing you on the teacups at Dorcher.
Hey, Diane. What's up? Oh, hi, Brett. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I get that a lot.
What's up?
Look, pup, here it is in a nutshell. Your father and I hate seeing you unhappy. And we want to apologize for treating you and Philly like a single package all these years. You gotta cut us some slack. You two came into our world at the same time.
One of us came 2 minutes earlier, thank you very much.
And that same one's growing up a little faster. So, lay it on me. What can your father and I do to make you, Lillian Marie Jill DeVille, feel like you have your own identity, huh?
You have been vaporized.
Anyone here want to be my co-pilot?
Reporting for duty, sir.
Okay, anyone else want to be my co-pilot?
I've been thinking, Phil. And it seems like we have the same problem. We're both suddenly twinless.
Dill, you've never been a twin.
Exactly. It's one more thing I can check off my to-do list. Sure, I've never twinned before, but what the heck? Plus, it works out. You need a Lil, and I'm a Dill.
FYI, Banana Head, I still have Lil.
But she bailed. I can be a better twin. You know, more hands-on.
You have been vaporized.
We could do this all day, huh, Twinny?
What's going on?
I'm moving out.
What?
Mom and Dad said I can move into the office/workout room.
I'll miss that room.
So, you're just gonna leave me here by myself? Wasn't anyone even gonna tell me? Oh, boy. Twin problems coming too. Calm down, Philly. All this happened kind of fast. Now, Lil gets her own room, but think about it. So do you. And the computer stays here. And now you got room for that basketball hoop you wanted. And you can paint the place any color you feel like. Except tangerine, because it makes your father wig out. It's not like you lost her. She's just down the hall.
Wow!
Snap out of it, Howie. Setting up my Thayanara machine is a lot harder than plugging in your calculator.
Ready? Who am I?
I don't look like that, and I don't walk like that.
Hey, who knows better than your twin? twin, huh? So, I thought we could bond over some before-school spitting.
That's kind of mine and Lil's thing. She's a champ. She once hocked it across the street.
Fine, we won't spit. But hey, it's time for shirts! Say twins!
So where are you hiding out today? Janitor's closet?
No, I told you, I am publicly refusing to take that test.
Come on, ladies!
Oh, here comes Pangborn. I'll be hiding in the bathroom.
I know what you're thinking, because I got that twin ESP thing going.
Yeah, what am I thinking?
That this twin thing is working. Meet me up top.
Gil, we gotta slow the twin thing down. It's not like you're not trying. I mean, that mashed potato sculpture of us arm in arm was pretty cool. I hated to eat it.
You ate the sculpture?
But I saved the ears. They're in the freezer.
Say no more. In the world of twins, when you eat the potato sculpture, you've said goodbye.
Oh, I guess you're right.
It's okay. I understand. It's time for me to move on. Somewhere out there are real twins, yearning to make me their triplet. Yes.
Where's Finster?
When you say Finster, do you mean Elliot Finster, or Fritzy Finster, or Four Finger Finster, or...
Can it, Pickles? Or should I say jar it?
Ha-ha-ha! Good joke, sir. Never heard that one before.
For the party's all
Finster!
Set. It's hanging in my room. Did I tell you I got my own room?
Way to go, girl.
Finster! Come out wherever you are!
Help! I never thought it would end like this. I wonder what they'll say about me in the school paper. I wonder what picture they'll use. I hope it's one from before I got my braces. Oh, look, a shark!
A shark! Yeah!
Finster, what happened? What are you doing in here?
Drowning, sir? Oh, and not taking the test.
Of course you're not. I can see that. I also can see some of the best contorting and physicality since I wrestled the Boise Bloodletter in 88. Oh, heck of a match.
Mr. Pangborn, could you help me?
Oh, right.
You held it for like over an hour? That's amazing, Chucky.
Yep. And I think by tomorrow I'll be able to put my arms down.
What you did was probably harder than the whole president's fitness test.
Well, Finster, take a day for your arms to feel better.
Thanks, Mr. Pangborn.
I'll just plan on you starting the test tomorrow.
Lil, someone's here for you.
Hey, girlfriend. You look awesome.
Thanks, you too. Let's hit it.
Well, I too think you both look awesome and rad.
We got some really cool posters and a model.
Well, we're going to the party. Bye.
Don't shoot punch out of your nose.
Have fun. Call if you need us.
Worried?
Nah, she's growing up just fine.
Great party, Diane.
Thanks. I opened all the bags of chips myself.
What a workout.
You're funny. I am so glad I invited you.
Me too. All the right kids are here.
Yeah, no lame brains or dorks. Oh, where is your brother tonight?
And not here.
He really is a boob, isn't he?
My vote is for immature slob.
Are you talking about Phil? He's like totally obnoxious in class.
Not all the time.
Don't forget gross and smelly.
This is fun. And he's really goofy looking.
It's not like I'm standing up for him, but it's sometimes fun to be gross. And you know, Phil and I are twins, so if you think he's goofy looking, then I guess you think I am too.
No.
No way.
We weren't saying that.
It's not like you don't know all this, right? Phil is kind of a jerk.
Hey, I can say he's a jerk or a slob or gross, but you guys can't. You don't really know him. He can actually be cool sometimes and really fun and funny and loyal.
Sorry, we didn't mean it.
The twin thing is a really strong bond and kind of magnetic. Like I can feel it right now. Great party. Thanks. Gotta go.
Hey.
Hey, what are you doing back?
I just felt like coming home. You okay?
Yes, Dr. Lil, I'm fine. Kind of doing my own thing, you know, being me, not we.
I just wanted to tell you that, you will always be my twin. I just needed my space. And now, we both got some. So, everything's cool with us?
Yeah.
Good, because we're gonna need each other to get into Twin Canyon.
Yeah! Now, get out of my room!
Ew, gross!
Here we are on our oh-so-glorious vacation in our totally happy outfits.
Look, would it look better on me? Oh, this section's called Howard Hurls.
He shoots! He scores!
That's nothing. Check this out. The pollinator delivered!
Meanwhile, I was doing what you're supposed to do on vacation. Absolutely nothing.
It's like what she does best.
We promised our parents we'd do one activity together.
Is this gonna be some girl thing I'm gonna really hate? You'll see!
It turned out to be pretty cool.
See, Phil? I know what she likes.
Oh,
and you don't? Well, some habits are hard to break.